This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Traffic on the way to the airport is one of the busiest holidays and probably one of the busiest 4th of July weekends that's been extended since the pandemic. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, it is about the fireworks, after all, for many of us. And there's some places where the fireworks are not going to go off because of what's happened in Canada and that has come across from Canada into the United States. It's crazy. Talk about smoke gets in your eyes. This is probably the first time I haven't lived in the place that has been affected by something that so many of you are affected by. I am getting so many pictures from people I know and from some of you in the mailbag as well, where if you didn't know what was going on, you'd look at it and think, wow, is that some kind of fog that hasn't lifted. It was so thick in Chicago, incredible. Detroit, same thing, the Midwest really getting hammered by this. But even in New York, they're not getting the whole week through that they had just a week ago, but they're still getting some of that smoke that's coming across, and now it's about air quality. And all of a sudden, we're finding out all these measurements perhaps that we didn't know because we weren't thinking about that so much, right? We weren't thinking about, we now have the worst air quality in the world, and that's what some places can brag about. And, of course, this is going to dissipate and go away, we hope, right? But it is absolutely a crazy phenomenon. These fires are that bad. You know, and they're burning. And, you know, our friends in Phoenix, our friends in Arizona, so many from Tucson have sent me things in the mailbag about the fires there and what it looks like there. So in a place like Arizona, it's something that they've now seen a couple of different times. But in some of the places that we're talking about, like Columbus, Ohio, had the worst quality air of the day. I went to school in Columbus for a while, and I just can't even picture that and wrap my mind around that, where it hovered and stayed and didn't go away. And this is pretty much what we've seen now for a couple of weeks, where it's off and on. All right, so that's one thing that we're dealing with in our lives, the thing that many people are talking about. The other thing that's being talked about, the Supremes ruling against affirmative action. I got the alert right away. Now, in forecasting this, the thought was that's probably what's going to happen. Here is the gist of it. The Supreme Court ruled that the affirmative action admission policies of Harvard and the University of North Carolina, because those were the two cases, gave weight to a would-be student's race, are unconstitutional. So this is a ruling that's been around for decades, and when it first arrived on the scene, the whole idea was to boost enrollment of minorities at American universities. There have been so many arguments about where it's ended up. So the court's majority opinion said the school's affirmative action programs, the two I mentioned, Harvard and the University of North Carolina, unavoidably employ race in a negative manner involving racial stereotyping and lack meaningful end points. Justice Sonia Sotomayor said in a dissent, "Today this court stands in the way and rolls back decades of precedent and momentum, a momentous progress." So this is a huge ruling, where Chief Justice John Roberts, in the majority opinion, wrote, "Eliminating racial discrimination means eliminating all of it," which all five of his fellow conservative justices joined in on that saying. Unavoidably, in the two programs, in Harvard and UNC, it employs race in a negative manner, and it involves what I said before, racial stereotyping, and it doesn't have those endpoints. So we have never permitted admission programs to work in that way, and we will not do so today. Roberts wrote, finding that the university's policies violated the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. The clause bars states from denying people equal protection under the law. Now, there was something that was also added in this. The Chief Justice said that nothing prohibits universities from considering an applicant's discussion of how race affects the applicant's life, so long as that discussion is concretely tied to a quality of character or unique ability to that particular applicant and can contribute to the university. So, Justice Thomas, a black conservative, wrote a concurring opinion saying that the school's affirmative action admissions policies fly in the face of our colorblind constitution, saying two discriminatory wrongs cannot make a right. Then you had, in the dissent to the majority, liberal justice, Kejani Brown Jackson, who is black and called the ruling truly a tragedy for all. Many of you, when we get to the mailbag segment at the end of this hour, had something to say about the Supreme Court ruling. There were those that were opposed to the ruling, those that agreed with the ruling. There were a lot of people outside the court during the day. The president said the court has effectively ended affirmative action in college admissions, and I strongly disagree with the court's decision. Discrimination still exists in America. And he said that today's decision does not change that. He was asked by a reporter if this is a rogue court. Biden paused before he was going to exit through the door. He was silent for several seconds. He said it's not a normal one. Harvard, in a lengthy statement, said we will certainly comply with the court's decision. Harvard started classes in 1636, but they didn't admit black undergraduates until 1847. And then the UNC chancellor released a statement saying Carolina remains firmly committed to bringing together talented students with different perspectives and life experiences, and continues to make an affordable, high-quality education accessible to the people of North Carolina and beyond. How this is employed and what happens, one does not know, but there are a lot of opinions, and many of you have them, so I will be sure to get to that, like I said, when we get to the mail segment coming up. There are other things that happened in between that all of us can relate to and have opinions about, and we will certainly get to that. As I said, this is a big weekend, 4th of July, lots of airline delays and cancellations, and it is really snowballing. There are people that are visibly upset. I said this the other day, where they're sitting in the airport crying because they're so frustrated as they feel like they have nowhere to turn. When you have hundreds of thousands of people that have travel plans thrown up in the air after a wave of storms crashed into the Northeast over the past few days, frustrations are incredibly, incredibly high. Meet you on the flip side.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Green Room, Dr. Murray Sabrin, to talk about, of course, I was mentioning 4th of July, and he just did something that this is like perfect, right? The transformation of America from the revolution to the present. Boy, is that relevant to the timing of where we are right now. Dr. Sabrin, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be with you, Kate.
So let's talk about your thoughts on that. And, gosh, a lot of the stuff that you talk about is so spot on, I have to say that. And you can find so much on Substack, obviously. But tell us about this and where we are now when we look at the past and we are here now in the present.
Well, people recall in their history class, which they probably never got because it was never discussed, that Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson had this great philosophical battle, political battle, at the early days of the Republic. Hamilton wanted a strong central government. Jefferson wanted a decentralized, limited government. And over time, the Hamiltonian view won out, not because the people wanted it, because the politicians kept on pushing it with their financial elites. And that's what gave us the income tax and the Federal Reserve in 1913. And then with the Depression crisis, we got Social Security. And then Johnson with the Great Society gave us Medicare and Medicaid. And since the end of World War II, endless war. So we basically have a welfare warfare state that is Hamilton's ideal. And Thomas Jefferson would be appalled as to where the country is today, as many of the founders would, because they created a country based upon liberty. That's what the Declaration of Independence was all about. And the Constitution was supposed to enshrine those principles with the Bill of Rights, but we know the Bill of Rights is under attack. The First Amendment, the free speech, is under attack on college campuses and in, all across the country. And we know the Second Amendment, a lot of people want to get rid of it. So we have a real serious problem in this country take. It's a constitutional crisis like we've never had before because the government is spending money that's not authorized by Article 1, Section 8.
And how do you think that that erosion, you know, when do you think that really started, where we started to see more of that happening?
Well, you go back to the misnamed Civil War, which was really the war between the states or the war for Southern secession. Lincoln gave us the first income tax, paper money. He suspended habeas corpus. He arrested and jailed his political opponents during the Civil War. And it's been all downhill since then. And it's just been every generation sees their liberties and their economic freedoms eroded by this Leviathan that we have in Washington, D.C. But as I've been stressing in my writings for many years and on radio interviews, that the American people, the entrepreneurs, the men and women who produce goods and services, they continue to forge ahead despite what the government throws at them in terms of taxes and regulation.
Boy, isn't that the truth. I mean, you know, I have so many friends that are entrepreneurs, and obviously in my career I am too as well. And what I see happening is as you say, what gets thrown at them, there's so much red tape. There are just days, Dr. Sabrin, we feel like we're just wrapped up in red tape. And you're right, it is about just trying to forge a way around it or through, because it at times is very difficult.
Well, that's why most people don't get involved in politics, because it's very time-consuming and the payoff is not that great. So people who have an entrepreneurial spirit, an entrepreneurial outlook, they say, hey, listen, I'm going to forget about everything that goes on in Washington and my state capital, and I'm just going to forge ahead with an idea that I think I can make a lot of money. And that's why shows like Shark Tank are very popular, because you have all these young entrepreneurs coming to them for capital, and they have these great ideas, and some of the Shark Tank panelists invest in them and make money as well.
Yeah. What's your biggest concern, as you said, you've written for a long time, you're watching it, you're in the middle of this. What's your biggest concern of where we're headed?
Oh, boy, we don't have enough time to go over all my concerns. I mean, it's basically the endless wars that both parties have given us since 1945, when World War II ended. The enormous amount of debt that we have, the continuous money printing by the Federal Reserve that's debasing the dollar and giving us these economic cycles of boom and bust. So there's a whole litany of concerns that I have, and I think we're headed for a major financial crisis, because we have $32 trillion in debt and a $7 trillion budget, which has doubled, I think, in 7 years, which just shows you that the fiscal responsibility of the members of Congress and the president is out of control, and therefore the American people are going to suffer if we do have a major financial crisis, which I do believe is sometime on the horizon, because eventually holders of dollars overseas are going to look at the value of the dollar declining and say, we don't want to hold dollars anymore. They'll cash them in. They won't buy any of our debt anymore. And that's when it's checkmate for the federal government, like we've seen around the world, where governments keep spending more than they can raise taxes and borrow. And then the central bank steps in and prints up money to cover the deficits. And that's what happened in country after country, most recently in Venezuela and Zimbabwe. We've seen it in Argentina, and of course the famous hyperinflation in Germany after World War I.
Yeah, we saw in Greece what happened. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And it's like you say, you know, you look at interest rates and the Federal Reserve, and then what happens there, and then what happens on the stock market, and it's just such a wicked, wicked cycle. I want to mention this. You can get Dr. Sabrin's book, From Immigration to Public Intellectual, An American Story, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Tell us about that. Tell us about your story.
Well, it's pretty common among immigrants like myself, who came here as an infant in 1949. My parents were the only ones who survived the Holocaust in a native Poland, and my older brother and me were brought to America with my parents, who wanted to live in a peace and security after fighting the Nazis for 5 years. And so I went through the New York City schools, decided to become a teacher. In New York City, I realized that that was not going to be my career. I went to graduate school, got a PhD, and in 1985, I got a appointment on a temporary basis to Ramapo College in New Jersey, and for 35 years I taught finance, including financial history of the United States, which the students absolutely loved because they got insights about how our financial system, business system evolved over 200-plus years, and many of them wrote me saying how they're going to use the ideas that they learned in the classroom in their own professional career. So that's very gratifying for professors to see that you have an impact on students.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you talk about the land of opportunity, and I loved your story where you talk about coming to New York and that your mother's aunt and uncle from Patterson were there at the pier, and what her aunt said to mom, and the letters and the sons, and then you were the one that shows up where you have blonde hair, shoulder-length blonde hair, and you said it was strange because neither parent had blonde hair. And you talk about that. You talk about what you just told us, you know, World War II ending and being liberated in their native Poland by the Russian army and all of that. Boy, you must have grown up in an interesting household.
Well, I was curious about why I didn't have any grandparents, why I didn't have any first cousins, aunts or uncles. And so over time, I got to learn about their experiences during World War II. And my father wrote a memoir about his experience called We Dare to Live, which is available on Amazon. It's just a hair-raising story about his exploits as a partisan commander in Poland fighting the Nazis until he was liberated in July of 1944. So the war was essentially over for him a year before the war officially ended in the summer of 1945. So I got to learn about this stuff. And then one of my best gifts I ever got from my bar mitzvah was an atlas of the world. And I just studied that, and I said, this is really neat, learning about all these countries and the geography and other aspects of countries. That's how I became a history major and a geography minor, and got a PhD in economic geography. But I taught finance because I developed the skills to teach those courses during my career before I went to Ramapo College. So I was always curious as a youngster, trying to find out what makes the world tick, what makes people tick. And I'm doing it right now in my Substack column at murraysaban.substack.com. And the talk that I gave at my development here in Southwest Florida, I'm going to turn that into a series on my Substack column starting next month. And I'll take the reader through how the country evolved from a supposedly a limited government republic to this monstrosity in Washington, D.C. that people are very concerned about because it's just unsustainable. That's the word I like to use. What we have today is just unsustainable economically, financially, and politically.
Yeah, boy, perfect place to end this. We'll look for that for sure. Dr. Sabrin, thank you.
Great to be with you, Kate.
Yeah, and I'll think about Dr. Sabrin when we're celebrating 4th of July and some of what he said with what we're talking about here on this show. It's crazy the amount of debt, the things that are happening, and we are in a constitutional crisis for sure. Coming up, your thoughts. We hit the mailroom next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The group that sued to overturn affirmative action practices in college admissions is praising the Supreme Court for ruling in its favor.
A university doesn't have real diversity when it simply assembles students who look different but come from similar backgrounds.
Founder and president of Students for Fair Admissions, Edward Bloom, said the opinion issued by the High Court reestablishes the founding principles of the Civil Rights Act. The final hearing was held today on reparations for black people in California. The idea being discussed would pay descendants of slaves or people in the country since the late 1800s, task force member Don Tamaki.
It is not a preposterous idea, not welfare, it's not a check in the mail, it's much more than that.
Tamaki spoke about reparations from an Asian American perspective. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, Joanne Butler on this show needs no introduction. She's just simply amazing. She's going to share the scoop on three must know abouts for this summer. You know, when you're talking about your summer survival guide, and we want to make the most of our summer for ourselves, for our family, getting into routines as far as tackling household chores and other things as well. So Joanne, as always, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So what do you have for us first?
Well, let's start with one of the banes of my existence, laundry. It never ends in our house. And with summer sports season here and kids hitting fields across the country working up a sweat, I know everyone can relate. What comes along with that? Even more stinky laundry. So, in fact, I don't know if you know, a single sock can contain more than 8 million odor-causing bacteria. So, really take care of stink. My go-to, Lysol laundry sanitizer. I love this stuff. It actually kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria the first time, every time. You just use the dosing cap to pour the suggested amount right into the fabric softener compartment of your washer at the start of the cycle or directly into the rinse cycle, and you're good to go. They're also doing something really cool to help you strike out stink this summer. They're taking their team of bacteria-fighting scientists, hitting the road and bringing Lysol Labs to youth sporting events across the country to really teach people about the millions of odor-causing bacteria that could be in your stinky clothes and how they can help. There'll be games and prizes and all kinds of fun stuff. So to find out if the Lysol Lab is coming to a city near you, you just visit at Lysol on Instagram. So definitely check that out. Pretty fun.
Ooh, I like that. So go to Instagram.
Planet Fitness is doing something really cool for teens.
Yes,
right on Instagram.
Yeah, so tell us about Planet Fitness.
Yes. So, yeah, they're doing something really cool to help teens, too, to make sure they're getting their sports as well. A recent survey they conducted found that 61% of teens face mental health struggles, and 93% really appreciate how fitness can positively impact their lives, which is great. But, you know, with academic and extracurricular activities like gym class and after-school programs paused, some kids don't have access to sports. So they've created the High School Summer Pass program to give all teens access to a free, safe space, a truly judgment-free zone, as they say, to really prioritize their mental and physical well-being while school's out. So through August 31st, they're inviting high schoolers, 14 to 19, to work out at any of their more than 2,400 locations in the U.S. and Canada. Again, it's all free. And they said they created the program to really motivate teens to start and keep a fitness routine and encourage them, you know, to start healthy habits they can maintain as they get older. So it's really great. And teens can sign up online or in club right now. Just head to planetfitness.com/summerpass. They'll also be awarding 5 lucky teens and top 5 schools in the U.S. with $10,000 scholarships. So really cool. Again, planetfitness.com/summerpass.
Wow, that is tremendous. What a great way to encourage that fitness. No question. And I know you have one last thing for us. Tell us that.
I do. You know, I always have a grooming or beauty product that I'm going to throw in here, but another important part of feeling your best is looking and smelling your best. So another must-have for summer after that workout, Old Spice and Gentleman's Blend Exfoliating Body Wash. It's just this perfect summer wash, rich, creamy lather that removes the dirt and oil and hydrates your skin at the same time. It actually gives you 24/7 moisturization and exfoliation. It comes in 2 fab scents, Himalayan sea salt and glacier water and brown sugar and cocoa butter. And these are endorsed by the Skin Health Alliance, which is a global organization of independent derms and skin scientists. So, you know, it's great for your skin, too. It's just $7.99, which makes it even better. And the ladies love this, too, by the way. I use it myself, so.
Ooh, this is all wonderful stuff. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th. Happy summer.
Yeah, happy summer for sure. Joanne Butler, you're terrific. Thank you.
Good, okay. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That happened that we're going to hit before we jump to the mailbag, things that are absolutely on the minds of many people. Finally, after 5 years, there is a verdict here as the wheels of justice turn a little bit slowly. Scott Peterson, who is the school resource officer at Parkland, got a not guilty verdict in that Parkland shooting trial. Remember, he was accused of failing to confront a shooter who killed 17 at the Florida Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School in 2018 in Parkland, Florida. And he was acquitted Thursday of child neglect and negligence. He is a 60-year-old now fired Broward County Sheriff's deputy. And he was armed with a handgun when he arrived on the scene on that horrible day on Valentine's Day. And prosecutors argued he took cover instead of confronting the gunman and chose to run, putting his own life first. There was video that showed him moving around and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and waiting while kids were being killed in one of the classrooms up on the second floor of this school. His defense team said Peterson was being scapegoated, and in the chaos of the shooting, he didn't or couldn't have known where shots were coming from. So he was actually charged with 7 counts of felony child neglect for 4 students killed and 3 injured in a classroom building, 3 counts of misdemeanor culpable negligence for a teacher and an adult student killed and a teacher injured, and then perjury for allegedly lying to investigators under oath about his actions and understanding that day. But he was acquitted on all counts after more than 19 hours of jury deliberations over 4 days. And there was video clearly that circulated everywhere of him weeping and putting his head down on the table in front of him as the judge read the verdict on Thursday afternoon. He hugged his legal team and he said, "I got my life back. It's been an emotional roller coaster for so long, endless nights. And he did say that he offered to talk to the parents, the families of the victims. He said, I'd love to talk to them if they need to know the truth of what happened, not only my actions, but what occurred. I am there for them. And one of the fathers outside of the courthouse, I felt so sorry for his family because, you know, that puts that whole face to this terrible tragedy. Tony Maltinato, whose 14-year-old daughter Gina was one of the first victims killed in the shooting, said he didn't understand how a jury could acquit him. He said his inaction contributed to the shock and devastation of students and teachers at that school. He said his inaction contributed to the pain of our entire community. He didn't do the right thing. He ran away. And for our families, we still feel he should be haunted every day by his failure to act. He said, no, I don't want to talk to him. No, we don't want to talk to him. Bring me my daughter back. There's no point in that. No point whatsoever. And, of course, the massacre at Parkland, Florida, at that school, was the deadliest U.S. mass shooting to ever go to trial, and resulted in a life sentence for Nicholas Cruz after jurors couldn't agree on a death penalty. And it was 14 students, 3 staff members in the rampage before, you know, at the school, before fleeing among students that were evacuating. Just an awful, awful thing. And the camera footage of Peterson showed that he left his office about 100 yards away and about 36 seconds after the shooting started. He rode in a cart with 2 unarmed civilian security guards and arrived at the building a minute later. So he got out of the cart near the doorway to the first hallway. Cruz was at the opposite end of the hallway firing, and he didn't open the door. Instead, he backed away, took cover in the alcove of a neighboring building with his gun drawn, and stayed there for 40 minutes, about 35 minutes after the shooting ended. And then, of course, you know, 70 more rounds, the whole thing, the upper floors, all of that that happened. And what the prosecutor said, I had to agree with in his opening statements. He said, you got to get in there. You got to find the shooter. You got to find the shooter. Wow. And you wonder now, will this have some sort of an impact? Because a similar thing is happening in Uvalde. Will there be a similar outcome to this? I mean, the argument was what I said at the beginning of this, is that the officer didn't know where the shots were coming from, that he had no idea where the shots were coming from. And this is really significant because it's the first trial of its kind in our history. You know, the National Association of School Resource Officers even said they're not aware of any other criminal prosecution. I couldn't find one anywhere of a law enforcement officer in our country for failing to act during a school shooting. So now, like I said, you have Uvalde and you have officers under investigation that they didn't confront the gunman who killed 19 kids and 2 teachers at Robb Elementary School last May. Now, no charges have been filed against the law enforcement officers in that case. But this verdict absolutely has, I think, repercussions for the future for every single law enforcement officer involved in these kinds of situations. But what a horrible, horrible thing to... And they must relive it every day, let's be real. But to have to relive that in a courthouse and go there and listen and wow, I mean, just an awful, awful, awful thing for sure. No doubt about that. By the way, the Supreme Court, besides the affirmative action decision, which is one that everybody was talking about, another thing that happened, the Supreme Court on Thursday sided with an evangelical Christian worker who was denied request to take Sundays off from his post office job to observe his Sabbath. A decision that also could have wide-ranging implications for the American workplace. I would say that is absolutely true. The court didn't override a precedent that set when employers must make accommodations for religious employees. It explained some of the contours, and this was a closely watched religious case in terms of what happened here. Wow. You had thoughts on that, too. Mailbag next.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The mailbag is full, 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 my friends. Thanks for that. 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So easy to get to us. Lots of reaction to things that have happened in courts around America and also in our biggest court, our most important court, of course, the Supreme Court, one of those three important branches of government, the judicial. And the judicial has ruled, and you have thoughts on that. All right, so I'm going to whip through a couple of them, and really it's kind of a hodgepodge from everyone. This one is from Mac. Kate, affirmative action, it just kind of makes me queasy. There's things that I think are wrong with the whole affirmative action blanket. I completely understand why it came about and it should have happened, but now I wonder what's going to happen to many kids who should get a so-called leg up, and maybe they don't get that. I mean, how does it all kind of balance out? As we know, when you look at what happens with schools, it is not equitable. It's not. When you talk about admissions, talk to any parent who's waited for decisions on their child getting into whatever schools that they get into. So I'll be interested to see how this honestly plays out. It's almost as if the way the ruling was is that, oh, yes, colleges and universities will get the best students, and they just are not going to have this specific way of granting admissions. But if there are men and women, young men and women who are have these hardships and they have stories to talk about that matter as far as what's happened with being black in America and having to deal with bullying or having to deal with what's happening in the neighborhood or family or circumstances and how they've risen up, that is completely acceptable. And wow, you know, even Justice Thomas, who said it was something that helped him get out of his circumstances, and Sotomayor, same thing. So I think this is one that we're going to either rue or think, oh, okay, well, there's still a way to make things equitable. You know how it is when you leave it up to the people. Yeah, I like the way you said that. You know how it is when you leave it up to the people. All right, and then I got this one from Benny, who says, Kate, I think the Supreme Court did a smart thing with their landmark ruling on Thursday. I watched as my nephew, who had just did everything to the T to get into Michigan, didn't get into Michigan, and part of it was because of affirmative action, and he was flat out on the side told that, which then it works in the opposite way, and that's the balance of things. I think affirmative action was so necessary, and I'm a conservative originally, based on so much that I've read about, and if you go back decades, and I do believe that. I do believe the intent was right, and then of course, like everything else, it gets used in a broader sense in the wrong way, and it almost becomes weaponized, and it you know, spins off into the wrong direction. I guess that's the best way to say that. And I feel sorry for kids anyway in trying to get into schools and what they deal with in the first place, any of them at this point. But I certainly do hope that it doesn't hurt the chances of others who should also be there, whether they're black or Asian or white or whoever they are, whatever it is. It should be colorblind, but it's easy to say that. But has the country ever been, you know, has the country ever really been colorblind? And I understand that argument entirely, but I guess because of going through what I went through and watching my nephew and seeing some other injustices also happen the other way, this is something that had to go. It had to go. It is not equally meted out, and that in itself is the problem, especially if you look at the law and you look at the Constitution. All right, so I got many more opinions. It was really ping pong, where some were like, yay, this was right, and others were like, wow, this is so wrong, and it's going to lead to a lot of problems, and it'll spread in other areas where there were big strides being made that should have been made. So, as I said, the answer is this. We're gonna watch. We're gonna watch and see what happens as this is unpacked. And that sounds like a bailout move, but there's no way to know what all these universities are going to do. There are absolutely people that should have gotten the education they did that were qualified and probably would have been, were absolutely denied in the past, and that was ridiculous. But when we know the injustices are there and things should happen, they don't always happen, and that ultimately is the problem, right? Yeah. And we'll be talking about this, trust me, in weeks to come. I am certain of it. I'm certain you'll send me more mail on that, too. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Brad. I got a lot of new people, I think, that have spoken up, and that's great, because I say that's the best way to jump in with the conversation. A lot of you are thoughtful and you think about things and listen at different times of the day. You may listen at night, you miss a segment, you go back, because you tell me that, and that's wonderful. So here we go. This one, a jury acquitting the guy who was flat out chicken on all those counts is ridiculous, Kate. I know it's a wild turn to go after the resource officer, but he was there for a reason. This is what you talk about. This is what we talk about all the time. How do you keep your kids safe at school? It was sick and heinous and awful what happened at that school in Florida, and I can only imagine, or I can't imagine what it would be like being a parent of any of those students. I mean, right now their kids would be getting through college and starting careers or families or whatever else they were going to do, or working somewhere in society. But instead they are just wiped off the map. And people send flowers and say they're sorry and go to funerals, and then you have to get back to your life and you're shook to the core. And then you see video of this guy who is paid to be there, to go in, and does not go in, and just cowers outside of the school. It is wrong. They should have convicted him on something. I mean, he knew it was wrong because he lied that he didn't see students leaving the building, and he only heard a couple of gunshots when he arrived. But other witnesses say they heard a barrage. So it's a very sad day, period, I think, all the way around. And what a disappointment for some of the victims' families who were obviously upset by this and have a right to be upset by it. Yeah, I'm going to say I agree with you on that. Some people will nail me for it, but I agree. I think that's what I say. I mean, look, if you have someone there, that's the idea when we talk about this. Why are they there? What is the job? What is the job? And the job, it would be a tough job, but that's the job. You want to be that person. You want to get in there. You want to stop something. And instead, that didn't happen. I mean, he signed up for that job. And yes, granted, you probably don't think that you're going to ever be in that position. I'm sure that ho-hum, say hi to the kids, oh, we might have a break and this might happen. We don't live in that world anymore. If you can't deliver, you don't do that job. You just don't do that job. And he didn't do that job. That's the main thing. Could he have saved lives? Personally, I believe he could have saved lives. He could have. Not everybody, but he could have saved some lives, and he didn't. And of course, he has to live with that. But just what a horrible, horrible thing all the way around. All the way around. All right, so this one is from Mark, who is listening to us in New Orleans. Kate, you still need to bring the show to New Orleans. I know how much you like it. And we have great celebrations here besides Mardi Gras. We do the fireworks thing, too. Granted, we have the ugliness of the clouds of doom and fog, thanks to the Canadian wildfires. But they'll clear up by the time we do the fireworks next week, one hopes. So that invitation is open. People here are ready for you to come down and party. I've had many a good time in New Orleans. I completely, completely understand. I'll be there. I will, eventually. I'd love to go on tour with the show. Be safe, be sane, people, and for goodness sake, enjoy the fireworks.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.